Franková.
Faded jeans, platform shoes, pointed collars and lapels, striking colours and prints. That's what you recall when you think of 1970s fashion. Now you can see some of its finest, or at least most garish, examples on display at the Museum of Decorative Arts in Prague. The exhibition, entitled Kytky v popelnici, or Flowers in the Dustbin, is part of a long-term cycle which aims to present fashion in the course of history. The show is also a part of a larger project that has presented the 1970s lifestyle in photography, living, and now in fashion. Coming up with a title that would be fitting and attract visitors at the same time wasn't easy, says the exhibition's curator Konstantina Hlaváčková. Somewhat surprisingly, she finally found inspiration in a song called God Save the Queen by the punk band The Sex Pistols.
Tato píseň je datovaná do roku 1976 a vyjadřuje to, co vlastně mladí lidé...
The song is from 1976. It's about the disillusionment of young people with social development and their anger with the generation of their parents. I thought this could apply to the situation in Czechoslovakia as well. Here people were disillusioned too. I thought it was interesting to draw a parallel between flowers in the dustbin and thoughts of people, be it hippies or Czechs who lived here at the end of the 1960s.
Československých obyvatel na konci 60. let.
For those who may find this comparison slightly far-fetched or academic, Mrs. Hlaváčková has another, more personal explanation.
Musím říct, že já, když vzpomínám na 70. léta, tak mám v duši opravdu šedo. Ta doba byla...
My memories of the 1970s are mostly grey. The times were very unpleasant. On the other hand, I was always dressed nicely because I was young and I would do anything to have nice clothing. And they were always very colourful. But the dominant feeling I have of this time is that of greyness and unpleasantness. When I started to prepare this exhibition, I had to remind myself that although the times were grey, we used to wear clothes that were very colourful.
Indeed, the prevailing tone in the exhibition hall is that of grey. In one corner, the authors have installed a 1970s designed living room. Visitors can sit down on a sofa and flip through old fashion magazines. There is also an old black and white TV showing a 1970s fashion program. In contrast to the pervading greyness, you can't fail to notice the bright balls of synthetic wool right at the entrance to the gallery.
Se 70. lety je spojený materiál, který se jmenuje chemlon, který se i v Československu vyráběl.
The 1970s are connected with a material called chemlon, which was made here in Czechoslovakia. It was synthetic and very uncomfortable. It was used for various things. People who lived in that era will definitely remember slippers, blankets or pillows. We decided to knit an endless chemlon scarf. Visitors who know the technique can sit down and add a few rows.
Že kdo sem přijde a zvládá techniku, může si sednout a trochu si upléct.
The main part of the exhibition, however, consists of some 60 mannequins dressed in the most typical examples of 1970s fashion. Most of the outfits on display come from Czechoslovakia, but you can also admire some finer pieces produced in Western Europe. You will find clothes that still bear the imprint of the hippie legacy, frayed jeans, tie-dye t-shirts, tunics and Indian fabrics, as well as things that had just come into fashion, such as broad and colourful ties or pointed collars and lapels. But most of all, you can see denim, the leitmotif of the decade, in various forms. Overall, you get the impression that the 1970s was quite an eclectic mixture of styles, from the 1970s hippies to late 1970s punks. According to Pavel Ivančič, a young and up-and-coming fashion designer from Prague, mixing various style is indeed the most important element of 1970s fashion.
I think that in the 70s there was not any really strong stream that will bring something new, but it was a special kind of attitude. It started mixing different aspects together, which became the modern and postmodern way of working, or conceptual way of working with fashion and clothing. And I think that in the 70s that was the very first time trying to, you know, like building a kind of eclectic style.
And how was this trend reflected in Czechoslovak fashion production?
It was not about styling or choices, it was about what you could get together. And I think that quite important aspect about the 70s in the Czech Republic were that a lot of people started to make clothes themselves, make really funny copies of something they would imagine or they would see, you know, abroad or they would like to have.
Despite the shortcomings of Czechoslovak fashion market, Mrs. Hlaváčková says Czechs could stand a comparison with their Western neighbours. However, it did require more effort on their part.
Pochopitelně, tady vznikala celá řada zajímavých věcí. Tady byl Ústav oděvní a bytové kultury.
There were many interesting things made at that time, for example, by the Institute of Clothing and Home Culture. They designed high-quality clothes that were to be produced as ready-made clothes. This usually didn't happen because of the slow reaction of our market. It wasn't the immediate reaction of a capitalist market. So the good things often didn't reach people. But I think many items could be compared to those found on the Western market. Common people had to struggle to get these clothes. They spent hours in queues or made them themselves. So I would say people who wanted to dress nicely could, but it was hard work. I think young people nowadays can't even imagine what it was like.
Mladí lidé si to, myslím, vůbec neumí představit.
On Sunday evening, the small gallery at the Museum of Decorative Arts was full of visitors. Most of them came to remind themselves of the old days, but there were some young people as well, keen to discover what their parents used to wear at their age. Here is what two of the visitors had to say about the exhibition.
I like it. I think it's very interesting about the times and how the materials are much better and more comfortable nowadays.
You didn't live in the 70s. You are far too young for that. Is that right?
Yes.
So what do you think about this fashion? Is there anything that you would actually wear from what you saw today?
Well, some of the cuts are okay, but I wouldn't wear the materials.
So are you happy that you actually didn't live in the 70s?
Very happy.
How do you find this exhibition?
Brings my youth back, because we came with a friend to have a look, to see if we would be reminded of some of the things we obviously wore ourselves, not so long ago, what we thought. So I find it quite interesting and fascinating. But I haven't discovered anything I've got in my wardrobe yet.
Okay, but have you discovered something that you used to wear when you were younger?
Well, we just started, so we haven't finished yet, not quite, but some reminiscences, yes, definitely.
There is this section called What We Longed For. Was there something that you really wished to have and couldn't get?
Well, I remember jeans, I suppose. That was one thing everybody wanted from abroad. I think in those days we were always keen to get clothes from abroad if we could. I mean, I left actually Prague in mid-70s, so that was just about the time I left. But what I remember certainly of growing up and when I was in my sort of late teens and early 20s was we were always interested in clothes abroad, so we always thought that the Czech clothes were very much below par of the fashion abroad. I think now, of course, there's absolutely no difference at all. You find in Prague everything you find abroad, and sometimes more. That's what I'm always looking for, something Czech and local now.
If you want to find out what was in fashion 30 years ago, go and see the exhibition Flowers in the Dustbin. It is on display at the Museum of Decorative Arts until the end of June 2008.